I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. It all started in Tunisia. Last month, protests toppled the dictator, Zine Abidine Ben Ali. Now, one-time opposition groups are gearing up to take part in democratic elections later this year. The spotlight is on one particular group, Tunisia's main Islamic party. Some of its leaders have returned from exile. Others have been released from prison. Sabri Benachour of WAMU has a story.
Sadiq Chourou sits in his living room in the small town of Mornag.
I served as president of the Ennahda party from 1988 until 1991, when I was taken into custody by the dictatorship regime of Ben Ali.
Ennahda is Tunisia's main Islamic party. It was outlawed under Ben Ali, and Chourou spent 20 years in prison, where he says he was tortured and kept in solitary confinement. He just got out a few months ago.
I'm still having a hard time realizing that I'm out and free.
The Islamist movement in Tunisia has a complicated history, going back to the early 70s. Its members have occasionally supported Tunisia's political establishment and embraced pluralism. At other times, they've advocated overthrowing the government and launched terrorist attacks. In 1990, the party mobilized protests against the First Gulf War and galvanized students. Chourou says former dictator Ben Ali responded with brutal repression.
To eliminate us without leaving a trace, they imprisoned all of the members of this party, about 30,000 people.
While Chourou was in prison, Ennahda's leaders in exile stressed pluralism, democracy, and human rights. This is something the party's leaders are publicly stressing now.
We do not force women to put on the veil. We want them to be free in choosing whether or not to wear the veil. I have a daughter, for example, who doesn't wear the veil, and another that does.
Chourou insists Ennahda does not want an Islamic state or to impose Islamic law.
In the Quran, God says there is no compulsion in religion, meaning we must not compel anyone.
And he says Ennahda won't take part in the presidential race in 6 months, though it will participate in municipal elections to raise the group's profile.
Ennahda is not yet well known to the new generation since it was locked up for so long.
In a sign that the party knows its potential demographic, Facebook ads encouraging people to learn more about the party popped up within weeks of Ben Ali's ouster. An hour away, on the outskirts of Tunis, a group of mostly older Tunisians gathers for a book signing by leftist author Boujma Ramili. Ramili and others here are deeply suspicious of Ennahda.
The Islamists are keeping a low profile, so people will accept them. But I don't even want to talk about the idea that they might come to power.
Another skeptic here is Monsef Ben Sliman, a professor of architecture. He says the Islamic party he remembers back from the 80s was conservative, dogmatic, and at times violent.
There were fights on college campuses, violent struggles, and there was no democracy or discussion, just fists and bullets. So there's that violent strain in their political expression that's worrisome.
He says it remains to be seen whether Ennahda will respect Tunisia's peaceful revolution. Today, there were reports that Islamists tried to set fire to a red light district in Tunis. But William Zartman, a professor emeritus at Johns Hopkins, says those protesters don't represent mainstream Islamists. He thinks Tunisians can take Ennahda at its word.
Well, I think it's pretty fair to judge it on what it says now, in part because the militants have been destroyed.
While Ennahda was in exile, it made alliances with secular groups. Muldir Yehi is a founding member of the Democratic Forum for Labor and Liberty. It's a secular and liberal opposition party.
People have to stop demonizing them. Ben Ali played on this demonization to say to the West, choose between us, the strong state who's in control, or the Islamists.
That's a popular view here. Hajar Barbary is a 20-something blogger. I do wonder what the Islamists' real position is, she says. But from my point of view, nothing is clear right now. We're for a free Tunisia, she adds, where everyone can practice what they want. For The World, I'm Sabri Benachour.